With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Police say a 71-year-old American visitor from a cruise ship lost consciousness while snorkeling off of South Church Street. Officers and emergency services responded just after 11 a.m. on Thursday after reports of a person in distress. The man was pulled from the water and members of the public began chest compressions. EMS then took over treatment and transported the man to the Anthony S. Eden Hospital. He was later pronounced dead. In a statement, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service expressed condolences to the man's family and friends. Government has published the Cayman Forward Report and approved a reform roadmap to fix clashes between the planning and environmental bodies. In last month's parliamentary session, Premier the Honourable Andre Ebanks says those clashes have gone on for far too long.
For more than a decade, the Cayman Islands has been caught in a cycle of conflict between two different stakeholder groups. One group focused on the built environment and one group is focused on the natural environment. This conflict has manifested itself between two government statutory bodies, the Central Planning Authority and the National Conservation Council.
The report, based on stakeholder consultation and a June 5th summit, sets out 9 key findings and 13 recommendations. NCC Chair Dr. Ian Kirkman says the current referral systems is overloaded.
In 2025, NCC DOE received, 1,300 referrals for consultation from CPA. We think about 200 of them ought to have been referred.
CPA Chair Ian Perdue says the outdated development plan has made the pressure worse.
The days of uncontrolled development are over. We can't hand another 50 years of catastrophe.
The Cayman Forward Roadmap calls for delegation to planning officers and an internal adverse effect tool to speed up decisions while protecting the environment. Premier Ebanks says that it's more than policy. It's about ordinary people trying to build within the rules.
What the end user gets back is efficiency, a less frustration, and the ability to know that the country is looking after them and giving them the process that they can trust.
Cabinet has signed off on a phased implementation under a new START task force, with legislative changes to follow the usual public consultation and parliamentary process. To the courts, a Grand Court judge has given Kerry Rosita Whittaker a final opportunity to formally respond to a defamation claim brought by Cayman Marl Road founder Sandra Hill in the latest development in the long-running civil dispute between the two women. During a hearing on Wednesday, Justice Jaleel Asif dismissed Ms. Whittaker's application to discharge or vary an existing injunction that prohibits further publication of material Ms. Hill alleges is defamatory and damaging to her reputation. Ms. Whittaker argued that she had already complied with the court's order by deleting the videos and raised several concerns about the injunction. However, Justice Asif rejected those arguments and upheld the order. Ms. Hill also asked the court to enter a default judgment against Ms. Whittaker for failing to file the required court documents. The judge declined to do so at this stage, opting instead to give Whittaker one final opportunity to comply with the court's directions. Ms. Whittaker was ordered to file her acknowledgement of service earlier this afternoon and now has a further 14 days to submit a formal defense to Ms. Hill's claims. Police in Cayman Brac have arrested 2 men following the seizure of suspected drugs during an operation on West End Road. The RCIPS and Customs and Border Control officers responded to an address shortly after 1:30 on Thursday after observing a group of individuals acting suspiciously. A search conducted under the Misuse of Drugs Act resulted in recovery of suspected ganja and cocaine. Officers also searched a vehicle in the area and located drug paraphernalia. 2 men aged 24 and 25 were arrested on suspicion of possessing and consuming ganja and cocaine and remain the subject of an ongoing police investigation. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The RCIPS and the Cayman Islands government are again warning residents not to be caught by an ongoing parcel delivery scam circulating by text message. Scammers are posing as the Cayman Islands Postal Service and claiming that custom fees must be paid before a package can be delivered. The message directs recipients to a fraudulent website that imitates an official government page. Officials say the scam remains active and has already led to a number of victims having their accounts compromised and money stolen. Police are urging the public to ignore the messages and to avoid clicking any links. They also remind residents that government agencies do not collect custom duties or other fees through text message. Anyone who believes they have been affected should contact their bank immediately and file a report with the police. School inspectors head to Bloom Learning Center for a follow-through inspection, which is arranged 6 months after a facility nets a weak rating. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The follow-through inspection of Bloom Learning Center took place June 17th and 18th, with the inspectorate gathering evidence through lesson observations and discussions with staff and leaders. The settings documents and children's progress and attainment information were also reviewed. OES inspectors evaluated the progress that's been made by leaders in addressing the three recommendations from the previous full inspection. Those were take urgent steps to improve health and safety practices and procedures, review the curriculum ensuring children's development in phonological awareness, early numeracy and scientific understanding, and ensure a, quote, rigorous system of performance management to ensure consistently high-quality teaching. The OES says Bloom made weak progress in addressing all three of the recommendations, and therefore the inspectorate judged that there had been weak progress overall. The center previously earned a satisfactory rating in 2023, followed by the weak rating in November 2025. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can read the full follow-through inspection report at oes.gov.ky. In other local news, this summer, four adult female loggerheads, Amber, Watts, Atlas, and Mini-Me, were fitted with satellite and acoustic tags while nesting in Grand Cayman. And Department of Environment turtle expert Dr. Janice Blumenthal says Atlas has officially started her migration.
We now see from her transmitter that she laid a final nest. She laid 7 nests this season, and she is tracking north. So we're really excited to follow her movements with the satellite transmitter.
Data from her satellite transmitter and acoustic tag helped to identify important areas for nesting loggerheads in Cayman waters. And now you and the DOE can follow her journey towards the country, where she will live between nesting seasons. Atlas Tracking is sponsored by the Maples Group, and you can watch her trip at doe.ky/turtle tracker. Finally, this year's Miss Teen Cayman Islands contestants head to the BRAC for a 2-day cultural tour. The trip was organized by the Lions Club of Grand Cayman, and Chair Andrea Franklin told CIGTV this is an opportunity for the young women to learn more about the Cayman Islands.
It is in our schedule, in our program, where we take the girls to Cayman BRAC to learn of our heritage, our culture. Some of them have not been to the BRAC before, and it's amazing, you know, with the trip, how they feel after, the things that they learn about their own Cayman culture, about, you know, the Cayman Islands, their sister islands, the Cayman BRAC. It's lovely to take them around to the various places.
The teens used a trip to connect with each other, to pay a visit to many historical sites, and to learn how to braid using tatch. Organizers say the excursion served as a key lead-up to the official pageant on the 8th of August. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom at the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy your weekend ahead.